It is Free For All Friday here on the Council of Trent podcast. Mondays and Wednesdays, we talk apologetics and theology. Friday, we talk about whatever I want to talk about. And today, what I want to talk about are unintentionally creepy songs. Songs that, for most of them, you listen to them, they're fun songs, enjoyable ones. But if you listen to the lyrics a little bit more carefully, you'd realize, oh, wait a minute, that's actually a creepy song, or that's a really heavy message that I wasn't intending to listen to in this fun and lighthearted song. Other songs, there's one particular song on the list, though, that at first you'll think, wow, that is really, really bad, and you think it's an awful message, but apparently the artist has claimed it's not, and he has a story about it that sounds innocent enough, but man, oh man, the song still comes off. Even though he wasn't trying to be creepy, but I don't know if you tried to be creepy, you'd be creepier than this. So those are the few that I want to get into today, so let's hop right in. The first one is a 1968 song by The Vogues. And it's called Turn Around, Look at Me. So a lot of these songs, by the way, I'm going to either entertain or annoy the heck out of you. I'll play clips of a few, but I'm just going to karaoke some of these bad boys because you'll know them. This one's not as well known. I'll play a clip of it where it comes off really creepy. The song is just Turn Around, Look at Me. There is someone walking behind you. Turn around, look at me. There is someone watching your footsteps. Turn around, look at me. There is someone who really needs you. Here's my heart in my hand. Turn around, look at me. So it goes on, you know, there's someone standing beside you. I'll wait forever for you to come to me. Look at someone who really loves you. Yeah, really loves you. Turn around, look at me. So it's just like the back half of the song is like, turn around, look at me. I love you. I'm standing right here. I love you. But that first stanza, the first part, I'll do my best Vogues here. There is someone walking behind you. Turn around, look at me. There is someone watching your footsteps. Turn around, look at me. I don't know. I'll do my best here with that. Even that, I mean, a little bit. I'll tell you where it got creepy for me. The song is featured in the film Final Destination 3. I have not seen the most recent Final Destination Bloodlines. I really want to go see Final Destination Bloodlines, though, because I was a big fan of this when it came out in the 2000s. It's a big film for millennials like me. The first film came out in the year 2000. It was called Final Destination. The films are basically a bunch of people are going to be killed in a disaster. One person gets a premonition of the disaster, saves everyone. Death comes one by one to get the rest of them through ridiculous Rube Goldberg style deaths, where it looks like a bunch of creepy stuff is happening and you get killed in an unexpected way, but it all connects together. The first Final Destination is creepy. The films are creepy in themselves. The first one was in the year 2000 and the disaster was a plane crash. And then you have 9/11 the next year. The second film is probably my favorite film in the bunch. And I am part of the generation that will always be afraid of log trucks. The opening disaster in Final Destination 2 are logs that come off a log truck and cause a giant pileup. It's done so, so well. And that was in 2003, right when I was graduating high school. Then 3 years later, there was Final Destination 3, which was okay. There was a bit more CGI here. It's a roller coaster disaster. I'm like, it's starting to go down. And then it started going downhill after that. That was in 2006. But there is a scene in it. So there's recurring themes to let the characters know they're in danger. And for the main girl, her radio will just change all of a sudden to static, and she'll hear the song, There's Someone Behind You, and it'll be like the threat that's behind her. So I'm going to play that clip from the film, and you can see how the song is used. Now it's like, now this song will forever be creepy to my mind.
Please tell me there's a short in your wiring.
There is someone walking behind you.
So that was Turn Around, Look at Me by the Vogues, 1968. The next one, when you do lists like this, there's a few that come up for everybody. One is by The Police, their 1983 song, Every Breath You Take. I mean, come on. A lot of the songs, they're creepy because it sounds very stalkerish. Every breath you take, every move you make, I'll be watching you. If I can't sing it well, just go right to falsetto. Even if it doesn't sound good, it could just be funny as you're going through. Every bond you break, every step you take, I'll be watching you. Every single day and every word you say, every game you play, every night you stay, I'll be watching you. It goes on. Every move you make, every vow you break, I'll be on and on. It's like, how much you gonna be watching me, buddy? So that one's got to be in there. Like, I mean, it's a great song. I love The Police. I love that scene, by the way. Remember, there's a scene of Footloose with Kevin Bacon. That's the movie where he goes to the Midwest town and dancing's been outlawed. And he goes to the town council and he's just like, we should be able to dance. David dance before the Lord. David dance. And they got the big Footloose dance off at the end. Great film. And in there, he's driving with his buddy. And he's trying to introduce his buddy to popular 80s music. And the kid doesn't know anything. He's like, don't you listen to this? He's like, you know, what about this? And the kid's like, The Police. And he's like, oh, yeah. And they're being followed by a cop car. He's like, yeah, The Police are awesome. He's like, no, The Police, The Police. And there's an actual cop car behind him. That's always when I think of The Police, I think of that scene from Footloose. So I'm a big fan of The Police myself, along with most other 80s music. Speaking of which, here we got another 80s song that's unintentionally creepy. Along similar themes to Every Breath You Take would be Hall & Oates, Daryl Hall and John Oates' 1981 song, Private Eyes. So, I mean, you know this one. I was at it was a restaurant / bar and they had a live entertainer taking requests. So I went up and I put $20 in the hat and I said, you know any Hall & Oates? They're like, I got you covered. And they start playing Private Eyes. I'm like, that's what I'm talking about. Private Eyes, they're watching you. They see your every move. Come on now. Private Eyes, they're watching you. They see your every move. Private Eyes, they're watching you. They're watching you, watching you. And then it's like the idea is like, hey, you're playing with my art. You play with words. You play with love. You could twist it around, baby. That ain't enough because, girl, I'm going to know if you're letting me in or letting me go. Don't lie when you're hurting inside because you can't escape my private eyes. When you read the lyrics, it comes off a lot more creepy, right? It's like when you watch the television show Friends, but they've digitally removed the laugh track. And there's no laugh track along with some of the jokes. There's one clip from Friends where Ross pretends to be like, he sounds like a psychopath is the joke, but there's no laugh track. So he just sounds straight up like a psychopath. All right. So I'm going to add that in there. Private Eyes are watching you. Here's the next one. So this would be another 80s classic that certainly sounds creepy when you watch it. It absolutely sounds totally creepy. But apparently it does not have a creepy theme to it. And that is Into the Night by Benny Mardones. This is a huge guilty pleasure song for me. I think it's just the music video is also creepy. It's just him on like a flying carpet or something or moving around a typical 80s like fade in, fade out. So should I sing it? Should I do the clip? I will do my best. Oh, you may not. You got to know this one. She's just 16 years old. Leave her alone, they said. Separated by fools who don't know what love is yet. But I want you to know, if I could fly, I'd pick you up. Like I said, if I'm falling apart, let's go to falsetto. If I could fly, I'd pick you up. I'd take you into the night and show you love. All right. Okay, I'm just going to play. So that was my horrible rendition. I got to at least just play it for you right now. She's just 16 years old. Leave her alone, they said. Separated by fools who don't know what love is yet. But I want you. I mean, what does it sound like, right? It sounds like people are telling him, hey, you're in love with a 16-year-old girl, but you really shouldn't, man. This is a bad idea. And he says, I don't care. I would pick you up on my flying carpet and take you into the night. And I would show you love like you've never seen. I don't care if you're 16 years old. So you're like, wow, that's not good. Not good at all, right? Apparently, the origin of the song is much more innocent. So according to this article, so Benny Mardones had there was a neighbor family of five next to him, a mom and dad. They were working a lot and they had three teenagers, two girls and a boy. The father left that family. And so they were totally poor and broke. It was just the mom and the two girls and the boy. And one of the girls, she was the 16-year-old girl. Her name was Heidi. and she would walk Mardonis's dog. As it says here, one morning after Mardonis had spent most of the night working on the main riff from Into the Night, Heidi, dressed for school in a rather mature fashion, came up to walk the dog. According to Mardonis, when Tepper made a stray remark after she left, Mardonis shut him down saying, "Pal, she's just 16 years old. Leave her alone." It says here, Mardonis tells of taking that line and running with it, slowly spinning the tale of this family across lyrics such as, "It's like having a dream where nobody has a heart," highlighting the struggles of the father in set design, and the main chorus being about bringing the family out of poverty. So the idea is here is like, you know, this guy, I don't know if the stray remark's about like the way she looked or dressed or just whatever she was doing. Like his friend was, you know, saying something he didn't like. He said, you know, "Look, dude, she's just 16 years old. Leave her alone." And so apparently it's him seeing that this 16-year-old girl was in such a hard plight. He wished that he could help her out of this difficult situation. That's what he claims. That's what he claims. One wonders then, okay, well, what was the chorus about then? It was before the girl came up. Maybe it was about something else. I don't know. So that's interesting. I mean, the song still sounds totally... So it's unintentionally creepy in that the song just sounds creepy, but apparently it has a very just non-creepy, just a normal backstory to it. The next one that I need to put on here is Semi-Charmed Life, okay? So you got to know Semi-Charmed Life. That was Third Eye Blind, 1997. So that was one I would have been, 12 years old? I heard that on the radio all the time. You're going to know this one. Do-do-do, do-do-do-do, do-do-do, do-do-do-do. He's got the starts of the do-do-do lyrics. "I'm packed and I'm holding, I'm smiling, she's living, she's golden, she lives for me, says she lives for me. Ovation, her own motivation." I cannot do Third Eye Blind, Semi-Charmed Life to save my life, but you get it. It's an upbeat song, right? It seems like, oh, it's just happy. You probably listen to it like, do, 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 like just going about your day. The song's about being addicted to crystal meth. It's about being addicted to crystal meth. And I will play you the part where he makes the explicit reference to doing crystal meth, which is later in the song, and you're doing so much you don't realize he's doing crystal meth. He's doing these illicit drugs. "Smiling in the pictures you would take, doing crystal meth, doing crystal meth, doing crystal meth, lift you up until you break, it won't stop, I won't come down." And speaking of substances being used in an improper way, possibly, we've got Dean Martin's 1959 song "Baby It's Cold Outside." This one a lot of people recognize as problematic, like there's radio stations that won't play it. I don't necessarily agree with that, but looking at the lyrics, it's different when you start reading it through. It certainly doesn't conform to modern sensibilities. The lyrics themselves were written by Frank Loesser in 1944. It was covered a lot. The most famous cover is the Dean Martin cover, though, sung with Marilyn Maxwell. So they're going back and forth in a duet. You know, she's saying, "I really can't stay, but baby, it's cold outside." He's trying to keep her around, obviously probably for romantic interests. "I've got to go away, but baby, it's cold outside. Evening's been nice. Mother will start to worry. Beautiful, what's your hurry? My father will be pacing the floor. Listen to that fireplace roar." But then it goes on a little bit more. It's like, "I got to go." She's trying to get away from him, and he just like won't let her go. You know, so that's where people say it's problematic. "Maybe just half a drink more." She says that. "Put some records on while I pour." And she says, "Say, what's in this drink? No cabs to be had out there." It's like, okay, so is he like getting her drunk so that she will stay around for who knows what? That's the problematic element in the song right there. So I'm just including it because a lot of people say that it's unintentionally creepy in that respect. Take that as you will, but because a lot of people would put that in there. And now for the last one. The last one to include is the Macarena. I mean, you got to know this one. I mean, this is one that I was hearing all the time. That was 1993, Los Del Rio, Macarena. I got to play that one for you because I can't possibly sing it. I can just do Macarena. Hey, Macarena. I can do that part. I can't do the rest of it. So, you know, I'll just play like, here's part of it. It seems like a super fun song to play at a party, right? Except it's a song about a woman named Macarena whose boyfriend signs up for the army, goes away, and she's left behind with his two male friends. And it seems like shenanigans are afoot. My wife and I are watching a comedy video about how 90s songs are actually really raunchy and we don't remember. And a woman is explaining it to herself and she says, I taught my four-year-old that song. And that's how we all feel. Because, I mean, here are the lyrics of the song. Give a little lovin' to your body, Macarena, because your body's made to give it joy and good things. Give a little lovin' to your body, Macarena. Hey, Macarena. Aye. Macarena has a boyfriend who's called Vitorino by his last name. When he left to sign up for the army, he saw her with two of his friends. Macarena has a boyfriend, so it goes on, he left for the army. He saw her with his two friends. Hey, Macarena. What? What do you... That's just verse one. It's just like, hey, he leaves to the army. She's off with his two friends. Give a little love into your body, Macarena. What is going on here? Now you know the awful, the backstory to the Macarena. Unless you spoke Spanish. If you speak Spanish, maybe you already knew that. Maybe I'm mistaken about the elements of the song, but it sounds a bit sketchy to me. Sounds a bit el sketchio, los sketchies, if you will. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I hope you have a very blessed weekend.